Welcome to the Marvel of Horror. We discuss all things past, present, and future as they pertain to the horror genre. I'm your host, your friend, fellow horror enthusiast, Bruce Marvel. And if you like this video, please find us at the Marvel of Horror podcast on YouTube. Like, subscribe, leave your comments below. Today, joining me from
Crown Homes
Real Estate,
yep.
Amanda Bradford, and we're going to be discussing Amityville Horror, the 2005, which I actually watched last night to get her up for this episode, so I can't wait to really get into that. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
This is so cool. Like, yeah, so you're like a big horror fan.
I love horror.
That's crazy. What was your first experience with the horror genre? Like, what movie really got you hooked?
I want to say, I think it was Amityville. It was one of the first that I ever saw. I can't remember the very first one. I loved all of the hauntings in, like, Connecticut, the Conjuring, like, all of, like, Insidious, like, all of those.
I love that movie.
Yeah, obsessed with all of them. But I got into horror because I have had paranormal experiences since I was a kid. So I think that kind of, like, and I was born on Mischief Night, for Halloween. So I think all of it just, like, aids to the witchy, like, spooky vibe.
Oh my god, where have you been? Why am I just now really sitting down talking? So you actually share a birthday with Eddie's sister, my wife, yeah.
No way!
We're both Mischief Night babies.
October 30th.
So, yeah, wow. I mean, you care to talk about some of those experiences?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's always what
I'm saying. I know, right? And then we'll kind of aid into, like, the haunted house.
Hold on 1 second. We didn't put any of the
microphones on. Wait, sorry, Eddie.
That's okay. We might have to do that whole thing again.
That's
but
fine.
Here we go. It might have gotten it since it was right here.
Wait. Best way, just clip it on?
Yes.
Cool.
And don't cover it. I know. I'm always...
That's why I put my hair back, because I do the same way. Because I'll play with it, and it will be bad.
I know. A buddy of mine came and did the show, and he talked like this the whole time with his hand covered. And it's like, I didn't get any of it.
No, of course
like,
not.
Yeah, there's like a whole hour I had to cut. And he's like, yeah, I can't use it.
It's like, I can't hear anything. Are they already recording?
Yes.
Cool.
So that it might have gotten it. So we'll go back and check.
All right, rewind.
But yeah, so yeah, tell me about some of this. This is crazy.
So I lived in like a really old house. And I just, from a little kid, used to have like imaginary friends that like would make things happen and like shut doors and you'd see like shadow figures and like it was really weird. To this day, I'm like still PTSD of my childhood home from it. And we'll kind of get into it how like the little girl is in the attic.
Okay.
I had a bedroom in the attic.
Oh, wow.
And then instead of the closet being scary, it was the bathroom. So I lived all with experiences like that. To this day, like, I can go into places and feel weird things.
Okay.
But, like, haven't seen a ghost in a really long time. But I think when I was younger, like, up until the point where I was probably, like, 18, I was, like, seeing things. And then I kind of, you know, you get closed-minded to it. And then life happens. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta tell my wife.
Yeah.
Because she like does like paranormal investigations and
I
stuff
love
like that.
That. Yeah, I still like love to go to meet. I'm going to a medium in a few weeks from now. I went to one a few weeks ago. Like I love like trying to connect to that as much as I can. No Ouija boards though.
Oh yeah, no.
Never.
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 All you at home or watching this on your phones, whatever. No Ouija boards. Come on. Mm-hmm. Nothing but trouble.
Really bad.
That is so crazy. Yeah. Can you say what house it was or you'd rather not?
I won't say where it is.
Okay.
Because my parents still live there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have they ever said anything to you?
No. So my dad doesn't really believe in it. My mom's had like some weird experiences. Like recently, like she heard like a giant thud upstairs and that was where my room was. And she ran up and... one of our big photo albums was just like lying on the floor and the shelf that it was in is like deep in there. So you literally would have had to like push it out. But yeah, she heard like a book and then she went upstairs and it was just laying on the floor. I was like, if the book was open to a picture of me, that would have been terrifying.
Yes. Oh my God.
But it was just like, just random. And then they kept trying to like, you know, debunk it. And my dad was like, oh, like a mouse probably like ran by it. And they were like, no mouse is pushing that book off the shelf.
And isn't it that the men were just always the skeptics?
They don't believe.
They're always the skeptics.
They don't believe.
I'm glad your dad's like just living to that stereotype. Ah, it was probably a mouse who dropped this, you know, 10-pound book on the floor.
Yeah. But like even now it's so funny. I definitely think it's like partly the house, partly like it's over 200 years old. So I think it's just
like it's
got
to have some
history.
Energy to it.
Yeah.
It's definitely got to have some energy.
But nothing evil. All just like, I think I had one sleep paralysis experience.
Yeah.
There. And that was the most terrifying thing.
Wow.
And maybe like just weird dreams. Lots of weird dreams. Like when I was like six, my mom took me to the doctor because she was like, hey, like she's dreaming a lot about death. Like, is that normal? They're like, no.
Not for 6 years
no.
old.
No, yeah.
Wow.
Like cemeteries and dead people. And she's like, they're like, nah, have you talked to her about death? And she's like, no. And they're like, yeah, she shouldn't know that already.
Yeah, wow,
so,
that's crazy. Well, I'm glad like it's, you know, it's kind of like behind you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And now I just love it. Like I love.
Yeah, embrace it. That's great.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I said, my wife has some stories.
I'll have to talk
about
it.
Yeah, she's got some, she got some audio.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was one, well, it's her story, but I can't tell it. She's got this one where there's a place called the Odd Emporium.
Okay.
And it's on.
Wait, I know exactly
you know
where it
that's
is.
At, right?
Yes.
So that's got
right
some.
Right off of Marsh Road, right?
Yes, that's it. So it's got some. It's got some activity there.
Does it?
And they've experienced some stuff. So my wife and the lady are talking, and they swear they didn't hear this
mm-hmm.
when they were sitting there. So they're talking, whatever. When you go back and listen to the audio, I guess there was like a cat trying to jump up or do something. Like a cat was doing something. You clearly hear a voice that's not the two of them saying, stop. And it sounds like it's saying, stop. Stop. It's real creepy.
What?
And you hear it like clear as day. There's no way they wouldn't have heard it. Like it's stop that. Like it's that audible. And it's oh man, it's freaky.
See, that's what I haven't heard like a voice yet. Like my brother is always like, we should get like a voice box and bring it to our house. But I'm like, no, because as soon as I hear a voice at the house, I won't go back.
Yeah.
Like right now, they're like childhood experiences that like I can't watch a scary movie there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like house sitting. I have to be, like, with someone else in the house.
Yeah.
But it was really funny. Right before we saw the medium, I was at my house and I was like, hey, ghost, like, if you want to come say hello, I'm seeing a medium. And I, like, kept looking around. And I said to my mom, I was like, you know, if you weren't here, I would never have the balls to shout that out loud and say that.
So I had this cat that I named Dr. Gonzo.
Okay.
Right? Because I was real big into Hunter S. Thompson at the time. So the cat is like hissing at the couch. And I'm like, and I never heard the cat hiss before. It was like, because it was one of those like big, it didn't have a mean bone, this cat.
Yeah.
But it was hissing. I thought it was really weird. I was like, all right, well, it was one of those cats. You know, one of those cats got up here. It's probably under the couch. He got it cornered. I kept hissing and hissing. Like, I'm sitting there watching it. And it's just, and I'm like, why lift it up and there's nothing there?
There's nothing under the couch.
Nothing there.
Yeah.
And the cat's just hissing at the couch. And I was like, all right, I'm leaving.
You're like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm like, man. And I just sat there and I was like it's like it's sitting there, like staring.
Yeah.
And hissing. And I'm just like, and it wouldn't move. Like, it wouldn't budge. Like, it wouldn't. It was almost like I'm not breaking my eye contact. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, man, it freaked me out.
Animals always know.
Yeah.
My dog, we had a hallway and it would sit. It only did a few times. It sat in the middle of the hallway once and just stared at the top of the staircase. Didn't bark, just kind of like stared at it. And it was dark. And I remember walking by the hallway and I kind of glanced up and I saw just a shadow at the top of the staircase. And I just kept walking. I'm like, all right.
Oh, man, you and my wife would have some great.
Oh, I can talk about forever. I love it.
All right. So, Amityville, 2005. You saw this in the theater, I take it?
No.
No? Okay.
I'm pretty sure I probably saw it. It was a VHS. Like,
VHS.
Like, tape for sure.
Man.
I don't even know the very first time I saw it. And I didn't know Ryan Reynolds at the time. Like, I didn't know, like, who he was. He was still up and coming.
Okay.
I guess. But it was one of the first scariest movies I saw. But I also rewatched it this week.
Okay.
Because I was like, I had to remind myself of it. And I was like, man, this isn't as scary as like I thought it was. I watched it with my husband. And because he's not a big horror person.
Okay.
So I was like, you have to watch this with me, like, just in case, because there are certain movies that I cannot watch without someone else. Okay. This one, I probably would have been okay.
Okay.
But
what are some of those movies, if you don't mind sharing?
Sinister.
Ooh.
Terrifies me.
Yeah.
Again, The Haunting in Connecticut is a really scary one for me. Anything that's like realistic horror scares me more than unrealistic.
Well, you're just like me. It sounds like haunted houses, like
that's
ghost
more
stories
real.
Are
yeah.
Your,
yeah, yeah.
I'm a big, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a child of the 80s, so I love like slasher films mm-hmm. too. But like ghost stories are my,
yes.
I'm like, yeah, all right, here we go.
Yes.
So that's me and you are very the same in that regard. But I mean, Sinister's like, a lot of people say Sinister is like one of the scariest movies ever made.
100 times, yeah.
So, like, it's, yes. Yeah, some people either love it or they hate it, but yeah, a lot, most people are like, yeah, Sinister is like...
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well, and I love anything, Ed and Lorraine Warren, I've read their book,
mm-hmm.
I love, like, all of their stories, but again, it's like, it's real, in
yeah.
some sense, so, like, honestly, The Nun was pretty scary.
The Nun wasn't bad. The second one was actually pretty good, too.
The second one was good. Yeah, any of those faces. To this day, the Insidious guy who, like, was in the corner mm. in the ceiling still kind of haunts me. And that song.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, Insidious. Like, now I've seen it so many times. But, I mean, I still love it. Like,
yeah.
Insidious is, like, in my top five of, like, horror movies. Like,
yeah.
I never forget when I saw it in the theater. And I probably told the story a million times on the show. But, I'll when I first saw it, that movie just fucking terrified me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was so good.
Yep.
And I really like that. Like the, like three, four are kind of,
yeah.
Like
the first few were
the
really good.
The first few were good. The last one they did, I really liked.
Oh, I didn't see the most recent one, The Red Door.
So The Red Door, if you just watch one and two and then watch that movie,
it would be
it's
fine.
Like a perfect.
Okay.
It's a perfect trilogy, and it's really a son and dad movie too.
Got it.
A lot of, you know, so like that. When I saw it, I was like,
"Yeah,
so good."
I started to watch it on a plane, and
yeah.
then I was like, "Why am I watching this on a plane?" Because I didn't want to scare people around me by jumping, so I stopped watching it. I was like, "This isn't a good movie right now."
Definitely go back and watch. And like I said, definitely go back, give it a shot, and watch it. And again, it's like It's not as good as the first two.
Okay.
But it's such a good companion piece to those two movies.
Those.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
a perfect trilogy, at least to me anyway. Funny thing about this movie, when I saw it almost 20 years ago. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds was like he did this movie, he did that Van Wilder movie.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what everybody like
knew
him as. So he was like he would get such shit as an actor. Now it's like, you know, and I was watching this like, all right, man, is it going to be even worse because now I only know him as Deadpool?
Yeah,
he's really good in this
he
movie.
Is absolutely,
he's fantastic. And I'm like, man, wow, he just was given such a hard time.
I know, I always see him in like comedy, but the horror, he did pretty good.
He did really good. So
yeah.
Like doing my research on this movie, like apparently he was scaring some of the crew because he was trying so hard to like not be funny, to like just
yeah.
be like a total 180 of his like what he was already kind of typecast for.
Mm-hmm.
He was like kind of creeping the crew out, and that I guess when he slaps Billy and the wood chopping scene,
yes,
that wasn't in the script. He like did that, like he smacked him and like just to kind of stay in the character. Like, he wasn't supposed to do that. It was like, and people were like, oh, shit. And he,
yeah.
you know, the kid actor is like a total pro and took it like a total pro. But it was like, yeah, that was totally unscripted.
Wasn't part of it.
And he just did that to be, because he was like totally lost in the character to do that. And I was like, wow, that's pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
Reynolds, total psycho in this movie.
He is, but it's so interesting because the whole time I was just like, kept yelling at the screen. I was like, why do y'all keep going back to this house? Like, you can see the red flags where they're like, something's off. And they just keep going back. He keeps saying, man, I feel so much better now that I'm not in the house. And you guys keep going back.
Yeah. Well, like I said, me and everybody, that's always the, I guess that's the fun of being like a horror
fan. I know.
Because
you're just like, you see it. You're like, come on.
You see it and it's like, but then it's like, you think about it later. And it's like, okay, yeah. Because it would be a 5-minute movie.
Right. If we were for in everything. It. Yeah, exactly.
My daughter's got this bear that was actually buried with the person who used to live here. Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going.
Yeah. Well, the second it's so funny, at being in real estate and watching the scene with the realtor at the house.
Yeah.
and, like, watching her walk through, and she's like, it's got a vibrant history. And I'm like, away with words this
there
woman
you go.
Has. Yeah.
A vibrant history.
Yeah, and then even, like, when she told them, they still wanted to buy it. Like, there's no way I would ever buy a home where someone was murdered.
No.
And there is one house in Delaware that was in Ellesmere, and it was a mass murder.
Really? What, like, recently?
No, it okay. happened 2014, so 10 years ago.
Wow,
I think.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, that's
but it was a dad who killed his entire family
his
wife and then himself. And it was in this house, and someone I know had bought the home and was going to flip it and then resell it. And I walked through the house when it was flipped, but he had shown me pictures, and I was like, are those stains on the hardwood floor?
Oh,
and he was
my.
Like, we think so. I was like, cool. And they went under contract like 3 different times because people then found out what had happened.
And then didn't want to be there.
Yeah, but it's sold. Someone lives in there now. I pass it all the time.
Oh my God. And Ellesmere. Man, I never even heard of this story. Now mm-hmm. I'm going to go back and kind of research it. Yeah, I don't think I could. And I'm actually, like when I was I was watching the movie, I was like, you know, I wish they would have told us the number.
That they bought it for?
That they bought it for.
I looked it up.
You did? Okay.
Someone said on Reddit that it was for like 80,000.
And this was like, so that was, this was what, like, it's supposed to be, the year is supposed to be what, 1974?
Yes.
Something like that. So I'm guessing 80,000, for, I mean, for that property.
Big of a house.
That size of a house, yeah, for 80s, like, wow, that would, even back then, still would have been really good, but.
But he says, like, what's the catch? And I always tell people, whenever people are like, this house is so beautiful, but it's so cheap, like, what's the catch? And I'm like, there's always something wrong with the house if it's underpriced.
Yeah,
like,
always.
There always is. You'll find it somewhere. It's either once you go into the home and you see it, or it's the area, mm-hmm. or like there's a story. But in Delaware, legally, you don't have to disclose that.
Really?
Wow. It's called an estigmatized property. So this is an estigmatized property where like any murder, death, paranormal activity, you don't have to legally disclose that. And the only way you have to tell the person is if they write a letter to the seller asking them, did someone die here? Was someone murdered? So I'm sure there were many homes that people have bought.
They never
never knew anything.
Wow. Hey, there's a tip. You Delawareans. That's crazy. Like I always thought they had to disclose that information.
No, never.
And it's like, well, I mean, I guess there's probably a lot of people out there who, like, I'm not one of them, but there's probably a lot of people out there. It's like, you know, I don't want to know.
Yeah, just like,
I don't
want to
know.
I don't want to know.
You know, like his attitude in the movie, like, people kill people, not houses, you know, but.
But this house did.
Yeah, like, I don't know a lot about, like, the actual true story that it's based on. Like, I hear things like it was all a hoax.
I heard that, too, that the Lutzes, like, made it up to get out of the house, and that they were into the occult, and like that's kind of what created some of the paranormal issues. But people who have lived there since then have had no issues. I've seen photos of the inside of the house now, and it's beautiful. It's a gorgeous home. They've completely like renovated the first 2 windows, so they don't look the same. And they changed the address, so it was originally 112 Ocean, and now it's like 108 Ocean Avenue.
Just to get away from the whole, See, I always wanted to redo a house I was living in to look like that. Because I'm that much of a horror nerd. It's like, that would be cool.
And it looks, it's crazy because the house looks just like the house. Like it's, I mean, it is. It's right on a lake. Mm-hmm. It's got the boathouse.
It's got the boathouse.
Someone said, though, in the research I looked at, that the one owners didn't think there was anything wrong with the house, but they didn't like the boathouse.
Okay.
And then somebody was like, oh, there were rumors that, like, George Lutz used to do occult stuff in the boathouse, so.
Well, you know, it's funny, like, again, researching this movie, before, like, while watching it, the I think the first week of filming, they found a body in the boathouse.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I read it. Look it up. They so they were filming, and they don't think the body was, like, killed in the boathouse. They think the body was, like from somewhere else, and it floated in. And then
a very weird coincidence.
And when they were filming, like, they found it. Like, they were setting up in the boathouse to film, and there's this body, and they're like, oh.
Well, I'd love really to know where they found, the like, this house, the house that they filmed at, because it's so similar to the other one.
Yeah, well, I think with the, I don't know exactly, because I think some of it was a set, but okay. But they actually did get a house, and they retrofitted it to look like the Amityville house. Like, it was, like, a lot of it looked the same, but, like, to do the windows and stuff, they just kind of did, like, a retrofit. But I think it did have the boathouse already. So, but, yeah, body, you know, like, Ryan Reynolds made, like, a mafia joke, kind of. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you know, there's a big ocean. You know, this mafia guy probably got whacked and flew.
And he just floated down the river.
Floated down there. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, your first week of filming, he's like, oh, gee, I believe the wife of the Lutz, I forget her first name, but
Kathy Lutz, yeah.
She died the first week of filming. When they were filming this movie, she died that first week, so she never got to see the finished movie.
This actress?
She didn't die at the address, but she passed away while they were filming the 2005.
So they were a part of it. The real Lutzes were a part of it.
Maybe they were getting used to, like, to talk, you know, maybe asking questions and stuff like that. But yeah, I was watching a Melissa George, who's the wife in this movie, said, like, talked about in an interview.
Interesting.
Yeah. There was all kinds of weird stuff that, like, happened. They said the one night when they were filming, like, the lights went on and off, and they had to call security because they thought maybe someone had, like, broke into the set and was, like, playing a prank, but they didn't find anything and stuff like, and, like, Ryan Reynolds being kind of too dark for the crew.
Yeah. I have such a hard time believing that there's not some sort of negative energy after such a brutal murder like that.
Oh, there's gotta be, yeah. There's gotta be. Like, I definitely, like, I don't know if I believe in, like, poltergeists kind of stuff, but I do believe energy never goes away.
Yeah,
and
no.
It can stay. And they always say, like, too, like, when you're doing renovations and stuff like that,
that it drums
really
it up.
Shakes things up, gets like the energy moving again.
Yep.
So I definitely believe in that kind of stuff. And I, like I said, my wife, I've heard things.
Yep.
You know,
I couldn't, like, even when the babysitter is like, oh, they were shot right here in these beds. That's really sick that you're living them. I was like, yeah, wait, why did they get new furniture? Why are they using the beds where the boys were shot in?
I don't know.
That's
actually
terrible.
Great. Yeah, that's a great. I wouldn't want to use someone's bed even if they weren't.
Even
shot.
If they weren't shot in, I don't want the bed frame. I'm
no.
good.
No, I'm like, no. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I'll get new stuff. Just get this.
Yeah, like, I'm like, what? And then.
Well, they were talking about how they were, like, they were just totally taxed with money when they moved in, so. Maybe that's got to do with it, but it's not for me.
Now, even in a room, if I knew somebody, it depends on how they died. If it was like a natural death, someone died like in a bed in a room, I wouldn't be like weirded out. But like, I went into a showing once. I only ever had two weird experiences. And I went into a showing once in Newcastle, and I walked into the room, and the ceiling, like, drywall was cut. And there was a noose hanging from.
Oh, God.
Hanging from the rafter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I literally was like, oh, okay. Didn't know if it was like a message or like, did they not take this down? And then we like went out to the neighbor and we're like, can you tell us like what happened here? She was like, if you buy the house, I'll tell you.
And I was like, oh, if I buy the house. Yeah, okay.
I was like, sure. And then the other one was I was doing a virtual tour and my husband was in the car outside. And I'm usually good. Again, being in like homes by myself, although now, knock on wood, like things are like weird and people are hiding in closets to like attack realtors. So like, who knows? But yeah.
That's happened?
I've seen videos, not in Delaware, but like
okay.
it's happening.
My God. This
yeah.
is crazy.
So safety, just like with normal alive people, is already a concern. But I walked into a house and I was doing a virtual tour, and I didn't have a chance to like walk through the home before I like did the tour, which is what I usually do. And I walked in, and I still have the video. I'll have to find it before I leave.
Okay, yeah.
It was like, I walked in and I was like, oh, here we have, we walk in. And I was like, and the first door is, and I expected to say a coat closet because that's usually the first door when you walk in. But it was steps to the basement, which was so unusual. But I opened the door and I was like, and this is, and the light was already on downstairs. And I all of a sudden heard a bum, 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 bum. And I literally slammed the door shut, ran out the house. And in the video, I'm like, nope. And I just like ran out. Told my husband, I was like, hey, I have to finish this virtual tour, but I won't go back inside without somebody. Okay. I was like, it's either a squatter or it's a ghost. And I was just like, I don't know which one is worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, which one is worse? Probably the squatter. Squatter,
right. I was like, I don't know which one is worse. But then when I walked back in, the door to the basement was
creaked open, ajar.
Oh, wow. And I, in the video, like, I showed people, I was like, guys, I slammed that door shut.
Yeah.
They're like, well, what if it bounced? I'm like, there's no way. I was like, I didn't slam it, like, so hard. I slammed it enough that, like, it would have just shut. But it was ajar when I went back in. And I said that to him. I was like, that door wasn't open when I left. I was like, so again, are they now somewhere else in the house?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, that's
but
bad.
I didn't see anybody, but I didn't go down in the basement for the virtual tour. I don't think personally that I could I couldn't lie about that. Like I couldn't lie and be like, yeah, this house is like great. I'd be like, no, someone died here.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't sleep well at night if I was like, yeah, this house is great.
I couldn't. Mm-mm. Even in Sinister, wasn't Sinister too? Like they died in the house. Or was it just the videos?
No. So in Sinister, they died in that house.
Right.
And the writer knew it. He just didn't tell his family. And then they found out. And
That's right.
That would be even worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If, like, my significant other knew it and didn't tell me, and I was like, things are weird in this house. Like, it'd be like, mm-mm.
And because in the beginning of the movie, the sheriff is like, and I find this in really poor taste, like pointing at the house, like you fucking moved into this house where these people, like literally, and the tree's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, like you didn't even cut the tree down.
Yeah. No, it's just like, yeah, I can't. Mm-mm.
Yeah. And I believe there's some like, there's some people who would do that stuff.
Well, and I think some people, like to move into homes like that. So maybe that's a part of it too. I think it, like there's so many, like now the Conjuring house is like, I think someone bought it and they've turned it into like an Airbnb where you can actually like rent nights there.
They did. I believe they did it with that. And I also believe, yes, they did it with the Silence of the Lamb house
too.
Yeah. With the Buffalo Bill. Cause I was at like a horror show, like a horror convention like a couple months ago. And the guys were there like selling it.
Interesting.
Yeah. They had like a table and they were handing out the things. So I'm like, yeah, that's kind of cool. But I don't know.
I saw a TikTok of a guy who had like a...
Is that well still there?
Right.
I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm out,
can't.
Man.
There was a guy who had a house and it was literally like, he said that they had created moments within the house to make it seem haunted.
Yeah.
And like so many people were like, or it's really haunted and you're just saying that you're doing it on purpose to like make things happen. Like he was like, you know, lights will flicker and cabinets will open and it's all automatic, but you don't know when it's going to happen. And I was like, this could just be a ploy. I don't know.
Count me out. It's like, I'll go to Frightland or something.
Yeah.
If I really want that. And I, like, now that I'm older, I don't like that stuff either.
No.
Everyone's like, oh, we should go to Jason Woods. Like, I'm like, no, we shouldn't.
No.
It might be a real guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's always my, with all of these new horror movies that come out where they're killing people in horror-like situations.
That's a big trend like the last couple of years. And that would be really scary. And I want to say, and I could be wrong, fact check me. when I was a kid, they had a thing. It wasn't Jason's Woods. The big haunted attraction around here or like in Pennsylvania was a place called Satan's Landing.
Okay.
Right? And I want to say, again, I could be wrong, they closed it because there was a real body that they found there. Like, and people thought it was like just part of
just
the
part
act.
Of it.
But it was like, nah, someone really got killed there and it was like a real dead body there. And I actually, okay, the Skeletor from He-Man.
Mm-hmm.
The way the reason the guy came up with Skeletor, the character, was because when he was a kid and he was going through a haunted attraction, someone had really hung themselves in the actual like haunted
oh my God.
Walkthrough, and he was like decayed and stuff, and they just thought it was a prop. And they realized it's a real person. And he saw that as a kid and it stuck with him, and that's where he got the concept
Skeletor.
To create Skeletor. Yeah, so a little totally yeah, we we changed categories, we changed subjects a lot, but we always find a way to get back to what we're talking about. But yeah, fun story. But it's your host, your friend, your fellow horror enthusiast, Bruce Marvel. And for me and the entire team here at the Marvel of Horror, we just want to wish you and your family a very safe and happy holidays. We'll be back at you in 2025 with fresh new episodes and content. In the meantime, here's to you, my friends. Happy holidays. Stay scary. So, did you ever see the original?
No, the original movie? No.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So, because I was
there's gonna, so many
there
remakes.
There's so many.
Because even when we were trying to find this one, I was like, oh my God, wait, which one is it? There's so many, and then there's documentaries about it, and like, so there's a lot with it.
There's a lot, yeah. If you go to, I almost want to say it's Tubi, but yeah, if you go on like Amazon, it's like Amityville, The Awakening. My Amityville Horror.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah. Real, yes,
like
it's yes. Just,
and there's like The Amityville Exorcist. And
yep. There's yeah, so many.
I think they make like two every year.
Yep. Yep. And they
straight to video. Straight to VOD. But yeah, it's crazy how many they really got. But
Have you seen the original?
I have. Yeah. Okay. I have. And the original is pretty good for its time. But like it's a lot of its effects don't like add up,
yeah,
or don't hold up over time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's definitely worth a watch, just even if you want to just compare it to this one.
Yeah,
but I think when the original one came out, I think a lot of people still thought it was like real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like it just scared them that much more. I think with this one, you can actually just look at it as like a scary movie
mm-hmm.
and just have fun, you know? Because they added a lot of stuff to this movie, like the flies. Well, I think I want to say the flies might be in the old one. Trying to remember, but the whole thing with the guy actually like killing like the Native Americans in the basement and stuff, mm-hmm. that's all to this movie.
The catch 'em, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't in the original one. The original one's actually, and Stephen King like points this out, the original one, there's a part in the movie where, so they're already sticking to like the story where they're kind of house broke
yeah.
for buying this house, and he's a contractor and whatnot, and it's James Brolin. So Josh Brolin's dad, Thanos' okay. dad, is the killer, or is the guy getting possessed in the movie.
Okay.
And he looks scary. That is one thing I'll say. Like, he seems way more intimidating and losing his mind than Ryan Reynolds does. But there's a part in the movie where I guess, like, he's missing all this time from work, so he's not paying his workers, and they're getting, like, pissed off, which is, like, very real. That's, like, you know, it seems like comes off, like, very realistic. And I guess he had, like, all this money, and he was, I think he was, like, paying, he was helping out with somebody's, like, wedding or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of money. Well, it disappears. And it's more of, like, the descent into madness. And Stephen King pointed out in a documentary, it's like, that is what's really scary, how, like, money plays a real factor into things like spiraling out of control mm-hmm. in the original movie. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It is true because it's, you know, they can haunt you and keep you awake at night, but man, when demons are taking your money,
right
then,
that sucks. Yeah.
That's definitely going
like,
to set
wow.
you. It's definitely going to do some damage to your family. You're not going to be, yeah, your family's not going to be one around you. You're going to be really pissed off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I love in this movie too, the use of like the lightning and like the lighting is really scary. Like they add to the environment in a really great way
mm-hmm.
with it, where like Lightning in any house. I'm like, and the lights like going on and off. Anytime I can't see something, then all of a sudden it shows up. Like Lights Out, one of a very scary movie.
Great movie. That is a great movie.
Because I am a person who will walk up the basement steps and like can't have the lights off
Yeah, no,
or like.
I'm the same way. My wife laughs at me because like when she leaves, like maybe she'll go somewhere. It's like okay, like she goes to her dad's. She comes home. I'm usually asleep by then, but all the lights in the house are on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like nah, I don't.
Can't do that.
No, I've never.
No.
I hate being in the dark alone. I hate mirrors. Mirrors freak me out.
Really?
Yeah, mirrors. I don't like them. Like I have to use them,
Right.
but
But you don't like them.
no. It, like I if I'm in a room and there's a mirror and someone shuts the light off, I won't look at it.
Really?
Yes, I won't. Fun fact about your friend Bruce over
Isn't
here.
it just though that mirrors, like, if they're facing each other is really bad?
I don't know. It could be true. That's something I never really thought about. But I don't know. I think when I was a kid, like Bloody Mary was like a big
Oh, yeah, no,
popular
same,
story.
same.
So I think I either read it or
Oh, I did it, but
you did it? Oh
oh,
man.
100% we did, but
Ooh.
I wouldn't like say like we really fully completed it. Like I think it gets too scared before
Yeah.
like we have to turn the light on because we were just too scared.
That's what I mean. I never even tried it. And I won't.
You're like, I won't do it.
I
Not
won't.
standing
I'm
in
a
front of a
40, yeah, I'm
mirror.
a 47-year-old man. I will not try it. I won't try it with the lights on. I'm like, man, if someone was next to me
Interesting.
saying that, I'd probably hit them. Like, shut
Yeah. Well, that's why even every time I see a movie and the like the little kid like going to the bathroom and like consistently like looking over his shoulder, I'm like, you have a mirror in front of you. You don't even know what's staring right back at you at the mirror. You're looking that way.
Well, to me, that's the, and that thing is there next to him. That's
Yeah.
like the scariest part in the whole
It
movie, I
was. It
think.
was. I jumped. I
Yeah.
did. And I couldn't remember. It reminded me of Insidious when the red
Yes.
demon is right behind his face.
What's
And I always
gotta
jump.
like the colors, like you talk about the like the lightning and stuff like that. Like the color scheme
Is similar.
is very, yeah, it's very similar. Now, like yeah, I just didn't put that together till now.
Yeah, like the red and everything.
And like that, just that shade of blue green
Yeah.
kind of. Yeah, it's like I said, this is actually a really. I was pretty impressed, like because again, I hadn't seen it in a long time, and I was like, wow, this is actually a really good movie. It's got some good jump scares in it, and I think is this the first movie we see? Man, what's her name? I'm gonna butcher
Chloe Grace Moritz.
Yes, is this her? Was this her
It's
first
one of the
movie?
first ones, I think. Yeah, she was young. Even my husband was like, that's the girl from Kick-Ass. I was like,
Yeah.
yeah. I said,
Yeah,
yeah.
she's got like a good horror movie like resume because she was in
She's in Carrie.
Carrie, Let Me In. You ever see Let Me In? Let Me In's good.
Yeah, she's in Carrie. Yeah, but I've never seen any of the other actors, I
Okay.
don't think. And anything else.
What do you think your favorite haunted house movie is?
Oh.
I know, sorry to put you like.
Favorite haunted house movie.
If you had to pick one.
Really, anything with Ed and Lorraine Warren are always really good.
I love that first
Yeah,
Conjuring movie.
the Haunting in Connecticut was one of the scariest ones, I think. That also had to do with Indians, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That was a scary one. The Conjuring 2, again, it's just the weird, like, not the possessions. The possession doesn't scare me as much.
Yeah.
It's like the you're playing hide and go seek and you see hands come out of a closet and they clap and like it's not anyone you know type weird things like
Things being moved, that
things being
always, yeah, because that's
moved.
something that's very, like, that's something me and you have discussed has
Yes.
happened to us.
Yes, things being moved. Yeah, Sinister though still is probably one of the scariest moved haunted house type films that I can immediately think of. But there's been a lot of great, like The Haunting of Hill House, not a
Yeah.
movie, but series,
Oh,
is
yeah. Oh, yeah.
also really, really
Super
good.
good.
So,
Mike Flanagan. Whew.
yeah,
Guy knows
like
how to make a movie.
those are just really good. I've really liked a lot of like actually Netflix's recent like little haunted films have been pretty decent. Anything psychological too, like where it's like you're in a house, you're experiencing something, but nobody else is, and they don't believe you, and it's like, that makes...
Usually the guys.
Yeah, they're like, it's not happening. And you're like, it is. It is happening. Yes. 100%. So, but this is, yeah, this is what, this is up there for me. And not scary-wise, I just love the story, I think, behind it. And it was probably one of the first ones that I had ever watched that I was pretty scared of. Like, now, like, I used to be terrified of Jodi, the little girl in the closet. But now, like, watching it back, I was like, she's not really that scary.
Nah.
Like, she's just sad.
I think, like I said, the guy showing up next to, like, the whole part with the boy, like, being scared, going to the bathroom at night and stuff. Because that's...
Yeah.
That was me as a kid. And
always. Same.
I grew up in the house. Yeah.
Same.
That's very real, I think, for kids.
Like, everybody didn't use my bathroom in my house because I was so scared. Like, it's so funny. I was there since I was 3, and we didn't update the bathroom until COVID, and I was still living at home. And my parents were like, oh, you'll love the new bathroom. Like, it's, like, all light. And it's crazy because the bathroom that I lived in when I was young was painted the Little Mermaid theme. So it was not a scary bathroom in any sense. Like, it was, like, under the sea themed. But it was a black, I don't know what the material is, a black shower. And I never wanted to use it. Or I didn't even brush my teeth or go to the bathroom in the bathroom. I always went downstairs. Yeah. And then even during COVID, we transformed it into this very, like, neutral colored, very beautiful, updated. We even tiled the black shower so I'd feel more comfortable. And I still, I used it to, like, go to the bathroom and brush my teeth, but I would never shut the door.
Yeah.
I never shut the door. It was always open. And I never showered in it. I still haven't showered in it to this day.
My mom used to tell me when she was, I forget how old she was, but when she saw Psycho for the first time.
Okay.
She wouldn't close the curtain.
Oh yeah, but yeah.
Anymore. Like, that's how bad that movie scared people back then. She was like, yeah, I was always getting, like, my father especially be like yelling and screaming at me because, like, everything was all wet. It's like, I wouldn't close the curtain. Take a shower.
She's like, no, I gotta
see who's gonna
come through.
It was like for months.
Yeah, yeah.
And even I think that even, like, growing up, she never liked it. You know what I mean? It was like,
it's just that thing that stays with you. So yeah, the little kid's anxiety. I was like, I felt that.
Yeah,
I fully have felt that.
That's super real. That's super real.
100%. Or something like the words on the, like, something happening and then it, like, scrambling itself where you're like, I know I saw that, but now it's, like, gone. And you're like, that doesn't really make any sense. Or the dreams, like.
Yeah, I thought the dreams are, like, a really cool part in the movie. Like, the only thing in the movie I didn't, like, care for, like, I didn't like the end. I didn't like the end where, like, the hands come up and grab Jodi. That was the only thing that kind of, like, you didn't really need it, but I get it. You're trying to get that final jump scare in at the end.
But it's not, again, it's not fully scary. It's just, like, yeah, the scariest was the Indian in the bathroom. I mean, and also, like, the little girl, like, when they're, like, in having sex, and then all of a sudden standing there, and you're like, what the heck? Yeah. Yep. But, like, when she pulls the babysitter's finger into her bullet hole, I'm like, why? That's just weird.
I know. Weird. It was like, I wonder who's, like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I didn't write the script.
I know.
You know what I mean? I didn't write the screenplay.
But being locked into a closet and the lights turning off, that would scare me.
That was scary. And that did happen to me when I was a kid. So I kind of know what that's like. I got locked in a garage one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother locked me in my basement once. And I, like, did that. Yeah. Shut it. Had the lights off. Because the light was on the outside of a door. So I couldn't turn it on and off in the basement. So I remember he did that once, and I full on had, like, a panic attack, like the babysitter. I was like,
I'm trying to remember if I had I don't think I had a panic attack. I think I was just, like, really upset. But I was like, yeah, my older brothers and my older cousin were at his house, and it was like, I probably, you know, your little brother's there.
Yeah.
You know, he's 7. You guys are, like, 12 or whatever. It's like, all right, we're trying to maybe watch, like, a movie that's rated
right,
R,
right.
And you're gonna tell on us, so we locked you in the garage. You did probably, you know, you deserve it.
But were, like, the lights on?
I could see.
Okay. I was just saying, if I can't way, see I could somewhere, see.
Yeah.
That would be the issue.
It wasn't completely dark. I could see where I was. So I'm yeah. like, I don't think I was like really freaked out. I think I was probably just like a kid. Like,
yeah. Because even know. In darkness, you can see things.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, I wouldn't like being locked anywhere in the dark.
I mean, I definitely didn't like it.
So yeah, the babysitter had it coming. She
was kind of a jerk.
She was a jerk. She fully told them the whole story, and you know,
she was kind of a jerk, and I was laughing too. Like, I was laughing because she's like hitting the bong, and just like, I'm right. like, man, dude, they can, the whole house can smell that. Are you
yeah.
kidding? Like,
yeah.
they're totally gonna tell on you.
Yeah.
I mean, the boy got a crush on it. He might not, but come on, man. Like,
the other kids.
Like, no one's going to smell that. It was. Yeah. I thought that was really fun.
Yeah. And the little girl, too, who, like, and kids do this. And if my child does this, I don't know what I'll do. I've seen too many TikToks about it where, like, they're, like, staring at something and they're like, oh, no, there's, like, a person in there. Like, when she's talking to the mom. She's like, oh, yeah. I'm talking to my friend Jody. And then she turns to the chair and she like shushes it. And the mom just turns to the chair. I'm like, you know, someone's sitting in that chair. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Like going back to here when like Victor was young. So Victor, you know, he's got his changing table. Like if you go into his room, he's got like his dresser and mm-hmm. the changing things on top. So if you're like right here, the door is right here.
Right.
So that I'm like
behind you,
yeah. And I'm like, so I would always shut it. No, it's come mm-hmm. on. I'm just expecting something to like cross the hallway out of the corner of my eye.
Yeah.
But there are so many times where it's like I just feel like he's looking behind me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like,
right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he can't talk. But
as soon as he starts talking, that's where it gets scary. Of like. Yeah, like there's where they're like, yeah, there's a man standing there, and you're like, there's not. They're like, he's right there. He's literally looking at me, and you're like, oh my god.
I have a friend, never met their grandfather, like in person. Mm-hmm. Like he passed away before they were born, but would describe him coming to them and talking to them,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, and I guess like, and when the mom like asked him, because the mom believed him, because
yeah.
I guess like there was something like the. There was one of those instances where he knew something he wouldn't have known unless that person told him.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, how come your brother doesn't see him? And he's like, well, because he's too young. He don't want to scare him. So he comes to me and talks to me instead. And it was like, whoa. like I said, okay. You know what I mean? But it was like, yeah. And they were like, I forget how old they were, but they were like real little. And yeah, they always say like kids are more...
Susceptible to it, for sure. Yeah.
Which I always thought was crazy.
Well, because even... It's weird. Like, the little girl was the only one who sees them. Mm-hmm. But the other two boys, like, don't.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually pretty clever, I think, now, looking back on it. Because, yeah, you always think, like... they always say, like, the little kids are more susceptible to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Kind of makes me think, like, kids are more... I don't want to say magic. That's probably the wrong word. But, like, kids are just more, like... I don't know. I'll say magic. Magic can still like exist for them, and we lose it as we get older, kind mm-hmm. of thing.
We rationalize things too, whereas like a kid wouldn't like. They don't know what to rationalize or not. They're just like, oh yeah, this is real. This is happening.
Yeah, that open-mindedness.
Mm-hmm. And you don't know, like. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. Like even when I had sleep paralysis, I didn't know it was sleep paralysis until I was 21. I had it when I was 6. Like I didn't know what it was called. I just thought I experienced a ghost.
Yeah.
And I thought my brother had, like, come upstairs with, like, a Jason mask and, like, tried scaring me. But he was like, no. But he was younger than me by, like, 3 years. So I was like, there's no way that he did that. And then I watched a documentary about sleep paralysis. And it was like, oh, you know, they see this demon with red eyes and yellow teeth. And I was like, that was literally what I saw. I was like, what?
Was that the nightmare? Was that what that was called?
Yes, it was called the nightmare.
Okay.
Yes. And then
I always wanted to watch that.
When I watched it, it was like sleep paralysis happens when you think about sleep paralysis. I was like, oh, darn. I had to have my friend sleep in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's never happened to me since then.
Oh my God, I hope it doesn't happen.
I know, knock on wood.
We're talking about it.
I don't think it will because I just still like listen to stories about sleep paralysis and it hasn't happened. I truly think it was just like being a kid and like in that house. But, Well, my husband says that he gets it, but I've never had an experience where, like, I have felt him, like, I've never been woken up if he has had it.
Okay.
Or anything. And he said he's never seen anything. He just feels a presence in a room. So, I don't know. I saw something, and I was like, I never want that to happen again.
Well, I have a friend of mine, and she has sleep paralysis. And one day she came over, Halloween, we used to really go, like, all in. Like, one year, if I got pictures, I'll edit it into the final cut. But one year before we redid, like, the paint job in the living room, I bought, like, the giant spider from, like, Home Depot.
Okay.
And I did the whole room in, like, spider webs. And I made it look like the final scene in, like, the old It movie.
Okay.
And, you know, like, I always try to find, like, a theme. So one year I did, like, witches. One year I did, like, the nun. And we did, we took sheets and we paint, like, we glued Bible pages to the sheet.
We made
the whole room look like it was made out of, like, Bible page walls.
That's cool.
And they would, like, move since they were sheets. So it gave, like, this really, like, disoriented kind of feeling.
Yeah, please tell me you didn't have, like a nun. Like,
we did.
Oh my god, nope.
We had the nun, like, I had the nun holding, like, an Annabelle doll.
Oh my god.
Like a baby. And I had, like, another nun. Like I said, I'll put the video in, and I'll show you after if you want to see it. But what we did was we took like clock motors, and we cut out holes in the sheet wall, whatever, and put them in. So you wouldn't see them, like, plugged in. And then we put, like, crosses. So it looked like crosses were spinning.
What?
And stuff. It was real cool.
That's awesome.
It was really cool. But my friend was like, yeah, how do you live?
How do you sleep?
How do you live in this house for, like, a whole month? Because, like, we would set up, like, a whole month in advance. And I said, well, it's kind of creepy because, like, you're coming down, it's dark, and you just literally see the shadow outlines.
Yeah.
Of all this stuff. She's like, yeah, I couldn't live here. I have sleep paralysis. This would totally, like, destroy my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, yeah. I mean, it's creepy, but
I would be afraid something would move, honestly. That's like the clown hotel.
Oh, God, yeah.
I forget where it's at, but it's across from a cemetery. I think it's in Vegas. I forget.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But, like, that, like, no, I can't. I can't be anywhere with, like, life-size mannequins of, like, a horror person.
Yeah.
I would be afraid it would move.
Yeah. I that's very understandable. I totally get it.
And
I
even mean, if it didn't, my mind would be like, it did. It moved. It fully moved.
When my wife lets you listen to some of this audio,
I do want to hear it before I go. I would love to hear it.
She will definitely let you. She's got one that's from her dad's house. Her dad's house has, like, some stuff going on. What is it? He lives in West Grove, PA. And it's, I don't think anyone's ever passed away there or anything like that, but I think the land's really old.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's got, like, an audio thing of that, and we had an experience there. So her, my friend Jean, and I, after she got, like, this audio, like, months later, we went back, and the activity's mostly, like, in the upstairs.
Okay.
It's always the attic.
Always the attic.
Right? So, like, always more, like, the upstairs area.
Attic in the basement. Attic-y.
Yeah, right? And so we had the lights off. We were asking questions. We didn't get anything. And then we went downstairs, and again, here comes the cat, and the cat's looking at the top of the stairs, and you just hear stuff. You hear, like, something walking around,
yeah.
And it's way too heavy to be, like, an animal.
Right.
It sounds like footsteps walking around, and then the cat, like, beelined up there, and, like, we were all three of us were just, like, kind of looking at each other, like, yeah, you want to go back and do more investigating? No. We didn't go up there.
You were like, no, it's okay.
I'm like, nah.
We're good.
No, I'm fine. If you guys want to go, I'm okay.
Go ahead, but I'm good. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, there's definitely stuff going on up there, and it's creepy. And but yeah, I wouldn't. There's my buddy Gene, same friend. He's got a couple cool stories of like New Orleans. Mm-hmm. New Orleans is so haunted. Yeah. Yeah, a friend of mine. So they were staying somewhere that was like really old. And again, I apologize. I'm telling these other people's stories, but it relates to what we're talking about. You know, you got like money because they're getting ready to go out. So if you got like ones, fives, twenties, like she's organizing her money that way. And she turned around, and when she turned around, it was like someone went like that on the bed. Like the money was like moved. And she was like, okay, I'm not staying here.
Nope. In a flat second, if that happened, it'd be like, cool, I'm gone.
I'm not staying here. And she came out. She was like, you know, and Gene was like, all right, I'll switch rooms with you because I want to stay there if you got something going on. And he said, yeah, he was, he started having dreams of like a woman at like the foot of his bed. And there was one night he woke up and he felt like it was like sleep paralysis. Pressure. Like, yeah, he was feeling pressure and he couldn't get up. Like nothing, like something was holding him there. And he was like, yeah, that started happening when we switched rooms. I was like, dude.
Again, like, I'm like, if I'm with someone, I might. But then I'm still like, if they're asleep next to me and I see someone standing in the corner, what am I going to do? Like, wake them up?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, was that, you know, we were talking earlier about like the Haunting of Hill House. Did that episode really get you? When they were talking about that?
Oh, yeah.
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 That sounds exactly, like, that's what I immediately thought of when you just brought that up.
Well, actually, the scariest, like, someone standing in the room was Gerald's game.
Yeah, oh, man.
Like, the Moon Man standing in the corner.
Did you ever read?
No. I've never read any Stephen King's book. I've seen so many movies, but never, like, read the books. But that movie scarred me of her waking up and him standing in the
room.
And then finding out that he's a real person.
Yeah.
Like, not fake, was like, she was like, it's death. And I'm like, no, he's a murderer.
Yeah, he's a necrophiliac weirdo guy. And no, that book or that movie is, again, it's a Mike Flanagan movie. It's very true to the novel.
To the novel? Yeah. Okay.
So.
Might be worth a read.
If you want to be scared.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Because the novel is, it's scary. Like, that guy.
I'll stick to my ACOTAR right now.
That guy, the Moon Man, is way scarier in the book.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because again, it's like a book, so it's like your own imagination's like your worst enemy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But yeah, it's. I'm not gonna.
I know. That's again, it's a very realistic, like, book, so, or story. So again, anything that's like close. So again, I love to visit these like haunted places and like feel things. Like, I always say I want to stay overnight, but then am I inviting it? I don't know if I want it to happen. And then I get worried about bringing it home.
Yeah.
I have like a witch's ball right in at the front of my house, which is said that it like grabs any negative energies and holds it in the ball before it can like come into the home. So I like my house, again, knock on wood, my new house, actually both houses, that I've lived in since my childhood, I never, like, ever had any scary dreams, never felt anything. So even watching a scary movie, like, I don't get me wrong, I have, like, late-night TikToks where, like, it shows me mimics and weird things. And I'm like, why are you showing this to me at midnight? Like, I can't go to sleep now. I cannot go to sleep. And it was funny, actually, the very first night we slept in our new house, I did have a terrifying dream that someone broke in. I was in our bedroom with an axe and was like, do you want to wear your clothes or not? And I was like, before what? Before you murder me? And then I woke up. And then I got nervous that we didn't lock the door.
I have, I don't know if it's because of like scary movies or like probably a mixture of that, but like becoming a dad now.
Oh, absolutely.
I, home invasion dreams, I have them a lot now.
Yeah,
they're awful.
They're just fear. You know?
Or I wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like, and it's not because he woke me up, but it's like I wake up and my mind is racing. Like, I'm always like, okay, what would I do? What would I do in this scenario? And it's like 2 hours later, when I've, figured out my escape plan. Right. This person was here. Like, well, like, I'm like, dude, you're a crazy person. But
just anxiety dreams.
Anxiety dreams. Like, I don't get them much anymore, but I used to wake up and not know where I was. That was always really scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah. That's the worst.
No.
Yeah.
At least I don't sleepwalk. Like, that would.
I've never sleptwalk before, but that would have to be.
Yeah, terrifying.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know like someone that. Who has the.
It's like the uninvited.
Yeah.
Like where you don't remember and you're like, why do I have blood on my hands? And you're like, what did you do? That actually was, I think that was a good twist, if I remember correctly. I like a good twist of a horror movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think the best, this is probably way too broad.
Oh.
What was your favorite twist of any movie? Spoilers. Might possibly come in.
Sixth Sense.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a great spoiler.
If you haven't seen The Sixth Sense, it's on you. It's only been 20.
It's a fantastic spoiler. I did not see it coming.
I did not see it coming.
That was a good spoiler. I want to see on the new movie. It's a hand.
Talk to me.
Oh, you've
never
seen it? I've heard
it's
really good. I haven't watched it yet. I do want to watch it. I've heard it's fantastic.
Okay.
I've heard it's really good, and it's on my list of things.
Here's what we're going to do right here and now in the year of our Lord 2024. Would definitely love to have you back.
Yeah.
And Talk to Me should be your movie.
Okay.
So when you watch Talk to Me,
I'll let you know.
You let it marinate in your mind a little bit. We'll come back and we'll revisit that, because I won't give too much away, but obviously there's mixed opinions on Talk to Me, but I loved it. I thought it was very scary, and I thought it was very like, I'm gonna sound like a grumpy curmudgeon old man, but I think it really pokes fun kind of at the TikTok challenge generation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like the stuff they're doing. It's like, yeah, I could see a group of kids being like, this would be cool social media stuff,
yeah.
Like this whole thing they're doing. But I won't tell you, I won't give it away. But no, it was cool. It's very cool.
Worst movie I've ever seen, Malignant.
Yes. Oh my God. Thank you.
Terrible. Terrible. I was really excited to see it.
So was I. I was like, oh my God, James Wan, you're back to horror. This is going to be awesome. And I was like, this is shit.
It was really bad. It was really terrible. And honestly too, what was the movie? Barbarian?
Yes.
I liked it, but.
Got ridiculous at the end.
It got ridiculous at the end. Yeah. It got so ridiculous at the end. Again. We wouldn't have movies without the stupidity of people, but
true.
If I found something in my Airbnb, I would not explore that. I would be like, I think I'm going to go.
No, I would write a horrible review.
Yeah.
I would get my money back.
I do watch a lot of horror movies just to, you know, as we finish this off, I do watch a lot of horror movies to prep myself for like situations. Like I think I can spot red flags better because I've seen so many horror movies to know if like someone's acting weird, or I also trust my gut. Like you said, like you might not be super sensitive, but we have these gut feelings when something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm good at being like, no. And then like exactly when that I heard the noise down in the basement, I was like, I'm not going to say hello.
Yeah.
I shut the door and left the house. Like, mm-hmm.
And that's the thing too. It's like, okay, no, I'm going to do what, again, it's like in the first Scream movie where she's on the phone
literally.
And she's like, yeah, you know, it's stupid. This person's literally running up the upstairs or here and they should just be running right back out the front door and be gone. It's like instinctual gut feeling. Yeah. And horror movies, psychologists say a lot of us horror fans watch these movies strictly because of that. It's a way to cope with like our real fears.
Yeah.
But like you said, survival instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's like, you know, I'm not going camping somewhere I've never been.
I'm going camping in a few months and I'm like, well, at least I'm with my family. So, but I also don't love camping for those reasons.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm going to, you know, do a lot of, if I'm going to stay somewhere I've never stayed, I'm going to do a lot of research, especially if it's like an Airbnb. It's like,
yep.
Yeah, there was one, there was one Airbnb we stayed at because we were doing like we were going up to the Mahoning Drive-In for the weekend, and they were doing like this big John Carpenter like marathon. It was like really cool. So we're staying in like this Airbnb. It's like in the middle of nowhere, like right off the bat. I'm like, okay, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
This is like the your neighbor's like quarter mile away. And the guy was giving us a tour and he said something and then it contradicted what he said, but I forget what it was, but then I was like, well, hold on. You said
Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry about that. And he left and I was like,
I don't trust this place.
I don't trust this place, guys. They're all laughing, but they're like, see, man, Bruce, if there's a horror movie, he's going to be the guy who keeps us alive. He was paying attention.
Yes.
He's paying attention to that.
Like, what was this one recent one that just came out? And it was actually really good. She goes back in time to save her mom's friends from a terrible slaughter.
Is this Final Girl? Is it like a comedy?
Yes. It was comedy horror.
Yeah.
But she... It was with the mom from Modern Family. Olivia Holt, I think, was... No. Kiernan, who plays Sabrina.
Yes.
She was in this movie, and she goes back in time.
Totally slasher. Was that one?
Yes, I want to
watch that.
That one's good. Also, the one with Vince Vaughn, where...
Freaky.
Was also going. I like a good comedy horror.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Those are funny.
When they're done right. When they're really done right.
Yes. But then also anything like the 1976. It was a TV series about a very real serial killer in California who used to come into people's bedrooms.
Was it about the Golden State Killer?
I think so.
Yeah, that was a really awful case.
Yes. The TV series was like he came to the camp, and I forget, was it an American Horror Story?
I think it was.
Yes.
Because they were talking, so the American Horror Story, the one series they were like talking about the Night Stalker.
That's what it was,
Ramirez. Yeah.
Yes, the Night Stalker. And I went to California, and I wanted to go to Cecil Hotel, but it's closed.
Oh, wow.
You can't. I went to drive by it, but I was like, I don't know. Maybe not. A lot of weird things happen there. So.
Well, like I said, anything. Were you a fan of, okay, hold on. Before I forget, have you ever seen, a movie called The Summer of 84?
No.
You should watch it.
Okay.
I think you would like it. It's, obviously, it's based in 84. But, these friends in the neighborhood, it's one of those things, like there's a real killer, a real serial killer.
Yeah.
And they think they know who it is. And that's where I'll leave you.
Okay.
But it's really good. I think it's like a Shudder movie.
Okay.
It's like one
What's the new one that's about to come out with the guy who is a serial killer? He was in Pearl Harbor. Oh my God, I cannot remember his name.
Oh, yeah. And me and my friend were talking about this, and they think they got him trapped.
In this concert, yes.
Oh, man, what's it called?
I forget what it's called.
It's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
It's coming out.
It looks really good.
It does. I'm excited to see that one.
I want to see that, and there's a movie coming out next month in July that I really want to see. It's called Long Legs. Have you seen any trailers for that?
No.
It looks... Watch some of the trailers.
Like Slenderman, like type? No, or different? Okay.
It's more... So the director is Osgood Perkins. And he did a movie called The Black Coat's Daughter, which is like real...
I've heard of that one, but I haven't seen it. Okay.
I gotta watch it again, but it's like... It's a pretty dark movie. What a twist. Like the... I mean, I kind of saw the twist coming, but definitely check it out.
Okay.
But he's actually Anthony Perkins' son, and Anthony Perkins is Norman Bates in Psycho. It's his son, and he's got this movie coming out called Long Legs. And everybody I talked to about it at first, like, oh, is that the Spider movie? Because there's like this Spider movie that came out. But it's like, no, it's more like serial killer
vibes,
occult shit. And it looks awesome.
Good.
It looks really dark.
That trailer.
It's got the girl from It's got the young lady from It Follows.
Oh, great movie.
Awesome
movie. Also terrifying.
That, yes. Comes up. It Follows comes up.
That is actually a great movie.
It comes up a lot on the show. I actually, one of these days, I'm going to do like a full episode kind of dedicated to it.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Also really cool. Underrated, The Babadook.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Just, although, to this day, it always makes me laugh when he just walks into the room. Well, but you're also like, that's terrifying.
Well, I want to ask whoever made that movie, because if you look over here, I wonder if that's who it's based off of.
The guy
in
who
the
is
top
that?
Hat.
Who is that from?
So there's a movie that came out in the silent era called called London After Midnight.
Okay.
But there's only stills of the movie. Like the movie, all reels and media of the movie have been destroyed.
Okay.
There's no real copy of it. So like I said, they only got like stills of it. They later remade it with Bela Lugosi, but that's actually Lon Chaney. But if you look at him,
he looks like the Babadook.
I wonder if that's where the guy based it off.
He fully looks like the Babadook. To this day, like them walking into the police station and seeing the top hat, and I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Like I'm going to say I can't say for sure, but it's gotta be.
It's gotta be. It's giving me very much Babadook vibes.
Which is super cool. You know what I mean? That's like, 'cause that's a great, you know, I wish there was a real copy of that movie. One day Eddie's gonna come on the show and talk about that movie. He told me. So we don't know when that's gonna be. We don't know when he's gonna come back, but I hope it's soon.
One day.
And I can't wait till you come back.
I can't wait. This is really fun. Oh my God.
This is really fun. I wanna thank Amanda Bradford coming on the show. And actually, this replica is from the Bradford Exchange. I thought that was pretty cool.
That house got sold for $1.5 million when it was recently bought.
Wow.
Just recently.
I wonder if the Supernatural Activity like appraised it higher or lower.
Or lower.
Yeah. I don't know. If it was 80 grand like it was before, I think I could afford it.
Yeah. But now... I mean, it's a big house. It's giant.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I don't know. $1.5 million. They would definitely have to put the windows back in for me.
So apparently the old owners took them out and they're still in the attic so that, you know, anybody could put them back.
All right. Well,
so they didn't get rid of them. They're just not there right now.
Before I sign the final back. Walkthrough, you got to put that windows back. Again, that's it for the Marvel of Horror. Please like, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Listen to us on Spotify. Leave your comments. We want to hear from you, and we will see you next time.
Bye.